This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good morning. Happy Thursday. It's
Thursday.
Thank you, Morgan. Text COVID-19SF to 888-777, and you can get official updates through that. That's COVID-19SF to 888-777.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com/local. If you're a local business deemed essential and are open, please email us at lovelocal@RadioAlice.com or DM us at Alice973. We want to get your info out there. See a list of open businesses in your county at RadioAlice.com/local. That's really cool.
Yeah.
When did that start? Yesterday?
I think yesterday was the first day.
No, it's been on for a minute. We just started hitting it now.
They've been building it.
Our digital team has been on it and working on how to help our listeners and everybody out there, you know.
Hey. Hashtag stay connected.
Speaking of the digital team.
Yes.
And I haven't seen, we haven't seen any of our coworkers in a long time. I don't know where And Ron is, but you know, remember it was
and
Brad
Ron.
And Ron?
Yeah.
Did you know Brad was actually an incredible painter?
I knew he was an artist, yeah.
I mean, did?
I don't know that I've seen a bunch of his work or anything, but I we used to hang out, me and Brad, for a little while. He plays bass.
Yeah, I knew that part, but I didn't know he was like.
Yeah, he's an artist. He did some piece of work that Alice used for something or other. Yeah, like I sort of did know that, yes.
I follow him on Instagram, and because he's also been quarantined, like, you know, every other person in the world.
Right.
He's posting a bunch of art.
Time to paint.
And I've sort of been like, there's another side to this guy I never knew. Huh?
Yeah. Well, you know, that's maybe he can do that now for his gig. So I bet there's going to be people who come out of this with, like, you know, inventory, and they'll be like, you know what, I'm going to do, sell this stuff.
Sure. Absolutely. Well, I know.
Start my own little business.
I know that a lot of, and you mentioned this once already, that you have a friend that's a tattoo artist who's having to sell paintings.
Oh, God, it's heartbreaking.
And a lot of tattoo artists are finding themselves in that place where they realize, I can't go to work because I work on people. So what am I going to do? And hope a lot of people are selling their art online now. A lot of them. So
it's tough. It's a hard thing to do to let go of. I mean, I told you I bought a painting from my friend at Laurent Trelon, Spider Murphy's ding ding. Shame. Book an appointment for after this whole thing's over. I bought a painting off of him, and it was a framed piece, and he dropped it at my house. And when I was, examining it on the back, it clearly had been displayed at some kind of gallery show, and it said not for sale. It's messed up, sir. That was one he wanted to keep.
Real quick, I wasn't planning to mention it, but we're talking about out-of-work artists now. It looks like jobless claims have soared to a record-breaking 6.6 million amid the coronavirus-related layoffs. So it's a record high.
Good Lord.
One of the things, I didn't get to the article yesterday, but for those of you out there who are looking, yes, the jobs are on the front lines, so to speak, but there are people hiring. Trader Joe's is hiring. Amazon is hiring. I've heard things about the warehouse, whatever. I'm just telling you, if you're looking, look that up. There are plenty of articles out there about the places that are hiring right now, and they're hiring like in the thousands. So it's not, you know, two jobs for an entire city. There's tons of jobs out there if you're willing to do that work.
And that's what it comes down to, you know. It's hard to say, okay, I'm going to leave the little sanctuary that I've created here because I need money. But that's what it comes down to. If you need money to pay your bills or to feed your family, and it means leaving the house and getting on the front lines, that's the option for some people. It's tough, man. But to know that there are jobs to be had.
Older and sort of established in the careers that we began many, many years ago, but there was a time when I would have done any one of those things.
Absolutely.
It wouldn't have been an option. I would have had to in order to pay my rent. The end.
Right. I can totally envision being an Uber driver, when that was available, or doing these delivery things, or working at a supermarket, you know. Back when I was in my early 20s, hell yeah, I did whatever job I could to support my habit, radio.
Right. It's definitely looking like we're going to get an official recommendation from the government that we should start wearing face masks in public. This is an effort to slow the infection rate. Obviously, even I have experienced some weird discomfort putting on a mask and walking around and seeing others without them. I feel like, what am I, privileged, or am I just stupid, or what is this that I have a mask on while half the store doesn't?
It's annoying to me that now is when this is happening.
Like, right, I agree. It's troubling. And yet, you know, one of the things that I've heard from people at like Whole Foods, for example, I've read articles where they're saying, we've been told not to wear masks to not alarm the customers, but shouldn't they more than anybody be wearing them?
100%.
So I think we're going to see a real quick pivot on this face mask stuff. And hopefully it'll relieve some of the guilt I feel for wearing one, because the other day when I was leaving the house to go run a couple errands, I realized I'd forgotten the one I've got and thought, oh, maybe I can pick it up at the other place I've got. I'll stop by there. I just didn't have one. And I went out anyway because I kind of felt like I feel bad that I'm wearing one, you know, while most people aren't. Feels weird.
You mentioned hankies yesterday, or what are they called? Bandanas.
Mm-hmm.
Those are that's an option. If you don't have a mask, you know, I talked to your wife actually for a little while yesterday. We've been kind of going back and forth because she wants to make some masks too. So you might have some at your house before you know it that, you know, will be easy to put on and off. You know, the tie ones, it's sort of a pain to put them on. I'm looking for that elastic, and a lot of people have come up with some good suggestions on where to get it. But I don't think there's anything wrong with a bandana. Like, throw that around. It's got to offer at least some protection.
Well, look, I mean, as far as the tie being a kind of a pain in the butt, I think that's just how most of us are inside for, what, most days? It's not that big of a deal to tie one on your head if you've got to run to the grocery store. Anyway,
no,
the mask
I agree.
Thing,
I think it should be done.
The mask thing looks like it's going to become a recommendation, and hopefully someone you know is crafty enough to build a few of those for you.
Crank them out, girls and boys who have some.
I saw this really cool video that shows how to make a mask out of a bandana. Hold on, let me see if I can turn this around. Like, see that right there? It's just a regular bandana, and they fold it in such a way.
Oh, and what they've done is put a rubber band on each side.
Oh!
And then they're... So she folds it up so that the rubber band is being held. That's great.
Yeah, I'll show you from the beginning again.
And it's thick, too. That's
super cool.
Seven or eight layers of material right there by the time you're done with it. She's got two basically
hair ties.
Sort of rubber band hair ties. Mm-hmm. That is absolutely great.
I got a note yesterday.
Yeah.
A friend wrote me and said, hold on. Okay. I know this may sound crazy, but if Sarah were to go to Costco and purchase furnace filters. She can cut those up and use them in the masks she's making. Apparently, those are super good. Passing it along.
Yeah, I've heard several different materials that are good for that. The masks I'm personally making have a slot. If you want to put extra filter in there, and a lot of these patterns have that. There's a slot, and you can put in, people are even putting in folded up paper towels, anything to add more layers to it. And you can, you know, but I've heard cut up vacuum bags. This is the first I'm hearing of furnace filters, but okay. You know, I think if you are making these masks, I've even heard when you donate them to healthcare workers, they're taking an N95 and putting it inside. And that makes it so that they, you know, get a little bit longer use out of it. If they've been issued the one, what did you say? Your friend said, that's your mask.
The one mask and then broke the strap and was like, oh, no.
So now she needs one of those masks. You can stick the thing in there and, you know, reuse it over and over and over again.
And, you know, you can imagine, I don't have a hairdo. So for me, these things don't get caught up in hair or there's no, like, actually having to stretch it around a giant ponytail or whatever you may have going on. So you can see how those things would break easily.
Yes.
They're not made for, you know, month-long usage.
No, they're not.
Anyway, so
you could staple the elastic back on.
The mask directive is coming. I wanted to get to this real quick, so let me shift gears because I don't use Zantac. It's apparently a heartburn drug.
I have definitely known some people who take the Zantac. This is not great news.
Okay, well, Zantac, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is requesting that manufacturers pull all prescription and over-the-counter drugs. They call it ranitidine. It's something in the drug Zantac, and they're saying that these things need to be pulled from the market immediately. So I could get into explaining it to you by reading the article further, but I'm not really capable of saying all these words. Nitrosodimethylamine.
Oh, you're doing great.
No, I'm not. So the point is, if you take Zantac, and this is an important thing for you, you may want to look in. I know it's not a great time to be trying to figure out a new prescription for your heartburn, but Zantac's getting pulled from the market.
So they're saying the things in there cause cancer.
Yes, they're saying, well, what they're saying, the FDA's or the, sorry, I already closed the article. What they're saying is that this drug, they don't know how, if it sits too long, what one of those drugs becomes or how it can hurt you.
Oh yeah, that does sound like the thing I had heard a while ago. This was being sort of talked about. So now they're saying, pull that crap.
Pull that stuff. Right. So I've been very alcohol dependent, but I don't, you know, that's so that I was going to say I've never been drug dependent, but yeah, I have. But what I'm saying is there are people who probably take that daily who it's very important to them. So it's going to be an issue.
Acid reflux is no joke, man.
It's going to suck. I'm sure there's another product on the market that will be just as good, right?
Uh-huh. Call your doctor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Sorry, I'm just trying to...
Yeah, sort through.
Get this... At a certain point, I feel like we've hit the corona... Like, I just can't talk about it anymore.
Yeah.
wireless bra sales have doubled since the lockdown began.
Oh.
Want to know why?
Because they're uncomfortable as hell?
Right. That the wireless bra is way more comfortable than the one with wire.
Yeah.
And it looks like now that most of us are working from home,
we don't need the kind of lift we used to.
Comfort seems to be the call of the day.
Yeah. Oh, God. I can't tell you. Right. I am dreading the day I got to put a bra back on because I haven't had one on in, I guess, tomorrow will be 3 weeks. Last time I wore a bra was the last time I saw you.
The sentence here in the New York Post article says, of course, that's if you're wearing a bra at all.
Yeah.
And there's
you.
And
I'm not.
Right.
No,
sir. So anyway, and apparently there are a lot of women who are so happy about the bra hopelessness that they're even posting their glee on Instagram. Well, I don't know how that shows, whether that's just showing the headlights or I mean, you can't flash on Instagram, can you?
You can't. There's no nudity allowed. Yesterday, I was...
You can have it show through the shirt, though, a little bit, you know, as long as it's not actually nude, but...
Well, sure. I mean, right, you know, yeah. The headlights are on. And actually, exactly. Yesterday I took a video in my closet as I was getting dressed because I just looked like a homeless person. I had this just enormous, like, I just did. I'm sorry. I just rotten, ratty clothes, and I was kind of giggling. And I was going to post it, but my headlights were on. I'm like, nope, not that one's not
going to. Oh, come on.
Come
now,
on.
Homeless lady with her headlights on.
You know, I yesterday and the day before it got warm enough to put on shorts,
so
able to do that. But I also have been in sweatpants for 2.5 weeks.
Yeah,
it's
nice.
Well,
it's like the one I'm telling you. A lot of stuff about this sucks. A lot of it. You know what doesn't suck? No jeans, no bras, no shoes. Even really, like I went out yesterday in my Crocs. I'm like, I'm not getting out of the car. What do I care?
Crocs.
Slip your feet in. I don't have to wear them in the car. I can fold my feet up on the seat. It's awesome.
All right. Well, you say. Our text number is 800-400-3697. So the upside is sweatpants and no bras, everybody.
Yeah, that's the upside. That's it. That's the only good thing about it.
You know, it's actually an article I have, and I don't have time to get into it. But one of the other things that has come out of this is... And I just had to do this with my kid. I was telling you I did clean the garage yesterday, and I had to sort of get her activated and busy in a non-destructive way.
Yeah.
A lot of people, parents, are teaching their kids to cook during this time. So
that's fun.
An opportunity for them to sort of hover over the kid while the kid learns how to make themselves. I guess you start with ramen and move on from there, right?
Sure. I mean, scrambled eggs, it's hard to screw them up, you know?
Well, eggs can be dangerous too, though.
Yeah, you can. I mean, just getting shells in the scrambled eggs alone is.
Pick those out. No problem.
Get out of here. That's.
I had a problem when I was a kid with eggs because of the oil. That's highly flammable.
You're cooking your eggs in oil?
Yeah, I put a little bit of vegetable oil in the pan.
Oh, yeah,
back then, that was before there was no nonstick, right? Back in the day.
Oh, right. I suppose.
Yeah.
That's right.
So I put some oil in there. Uh-huh. I guess butter would have worked too. But
yeah, I mean, I got to cook
it in
butter.
But my pan caught fire, and I'm like, ah! It was like, you know, a flame that was like 3 feet
high.
Well,
and a kid will throw water on that. Water equals put up.
Yeah.
And that's not what you want. That just splats the stuff everywhere. You want to cover that.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Drinking celery juice every day alleviates acid reflux. Also, aloe vera juice.
Oh, wow.
I would imagine people who find them, and I could be wrong because often you take the easiest path to health, right?
Right.
So maybe that they didn't try these things, but you would think they'd start there and only go to Zantac as a last resort. But
well, you'd think that they'd eliminate the things that are causing the acid reflux to begin with, but sometimes it's drinking, and that's like a real.
Booze?
Yeah, booze can be a huge cause of that. You know, clearly that wasn't for you because you said you really don't get heartburn, right? But
I had
a friend who has since fallen off the face of the earth who was like a Prilosec addict. Isn't Prilosec, or maybe that's not the name of it, but I think that was the stuff he was taking for acid reflux, and he was a huge drinker. His doctor was like, what needs to happen is you need to stop drinking. That's what's causing this.
Oh.
And he wasn't going to do that, so he had to get on whatever. I don't know if celery juice would help that guy.
So is this guy an alcoholic?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's not as easy as just saying, I'll stop that.
Well, you got to stop that. If you don't want the acid reflux, you got to stop that one thing you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to tell you it's a finger snap, but it is not. Not for some people, anyway.
Nope.
Anyway, getting back to the text, 800-400-3697. I'll do a couple more. What? Sarah, if you keep making some, you can drop them off at your local Costco. We would appreciate it. Stay safe. Much love to all.
Yeah, you know, I have a lot of people who've asked me to sell them masks to, you know, can they come pick them up? You know, I'm not going to, I just can't. Somebody actually said, can I order 300? I went, I'm just one person. And I don't even have the elastic. Like,
you don't even have your She-Shack partner anymore.
No, even if, and even if she was here, I still wouldn't want to sell them. That doesn't feel like the thing to do at this point.
Right.
So I'm making them for my family, my friends, and my neighborhood. I'm actually handing them out in my neighborhood. And any extra that I have, I'm donating to healthcare workers. Like, you know what I'll do? I'll donate them to Joann's. I think Joann's is picking them up. That's the fabric store. They've got to have a more comprehensive list of who needs them and what the priorities are. So I'm hoping that they get to the right place. But yeah, I can't. I just can't. I'm just one person, you know,
right,
with my dumb sewing machine. I may be good for 20 of these a day. Maybe on a day where that's all I did.
Look, I think what you did is the best possible move, which was you put the way to make them up on the Instagram. And if people want to, you should plug that. And that's where how people can help. She can't make them all, but you can.
Right, absolutely. And I'm going to put up that thing that Bryn just showed us. Like, that's a perfectly decent looking, you know, for someone who is working face-to-face with the public. That handkerchief, bandana mask you just showed has five times the layers of cotton that are in most, I mean, it's folded up.
I'll share
up.
That on the Serenity
please share that
page.
And send me the link. I want to share it, too.
And thanks, Ron.
I put up a little tutorial. It's sort of, yeah, and Ron.
Is that Ron that put that up? All right.
It's another Ron. Another Ron who
a different
me.
Ron. Oh.
He shared it with me.
Other Ron.
Thanks, other Ron.
My Instagram for all my sewing crap is at Slappy Stuff. S-L-A-P-P-Y. Stuff. Slappy Stuff. And I put a whole little tutorial up there.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Tiger King, right after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.